So we were discussing the important yisod of the Ramban. There's a lot of important yisodos in this Hakdama, but we were discussing the important idea that everything is contained within the Torah. If a person is able to mine the Torah, to learn the Torah deeply, they would be able to understand every single wisdom in the world, potentially. Most people are not capable of that, or almost everybody's not capable of that, and therefore we have to get our wisdom from other places in order to function. But really, 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 inside the Torah, in every word, letter, crown of the Torah, contains every piece of wisdom that a person would ever need to know. So then he makes the following comment. Ushlomo Melech Alav Hashalom Shnasan Elokim HaChachma Mad. Ushlomo Melech that Hashem gave tremendous wisdom and knowledge. That's the famous request that Shlomo Melech made from Hashem. Hakol Min HaTorah Haya. He knew all this from the Torah, meaning, it's interesting. I think sometimes when we think about Shlomo Melech, we think that, you know, Shlomo Melech had this dream. He woke up in the morning and bam, he knew everything. That's not what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying is that he had this request from Hashem to have wisdom, and then when he learned Torah, he was able to bring out all these things. It was through the learning of Torah that Shlomo HaMelech became the wisest of all men. Rabbeinu Bacha writes in his Akdama the idea that all wisdom we found in the Torah, and Lechsam Sofer talks about this as well, about Kolosik B'Torah Lishma Zocha L'Dvarim Harbe, the last mission, Pirkei Avos. If you learn Torah, you get a lot of things. And a lot of things, says Lechsam Sofer, means all the wisdom in the world. Umimena Lamad Ad Sof Kol HaTolados. And there he started until he knew all the secrets of everything. Afilu Kochos Asavim Esgulos. Even ideas of the powers of plants. Ad Shekasa Behen Afilu Sefer Refuos. Until he wrote a book called the Sefer HaRefuos. Okay, so we're going to have to discuss this book for a moment. The idea that through learning the Torah, a person comes to wisdom is told in a story that's found in the it's found in the introduction to the Peas HaShulchan. The Peas HaShulchan is written by Rav Menachem Mendel of Shklov, who was the Talmud of Vilna Gaon. It's a book about the laws of the land of Israel. He was of the Talmidim of the Gra, who made Aliyah in the early 1800s. Everyone's been to Har Nof, to Rehov Mishkalov? Har Nof? No? Nobody goes to Har Nof? Okay. Nobody went? No? Okay, anyway, Rehov Mishkalov is a mispronunciation. It's Rehov Menachem Mendel Mishklov. But the Israelis butchered it and they call it Mishkalov, but it's Mishklov. He comes from the town of Shklov. So in his introduction, Rav Menachem Mendel Shklov tells the following story, that the Vilna Gaon told him that everything, there's a story, the Vilna Gaon had finished his commentary on Shir HaShirim, and he gathered his Talmidim into the room. And at that time, he closed the lights, and he turned up, put on candles, and it was this very serious moment, and he said that he had finished he finished writing on Kol Torah Kulu. It was an area of Torah he had not, you know, commented on or said something about. And he said, every single wisdom in this world is found in the Torah, and through learning Torah you can come to any chachma, said the Gra. And he said there's only two things that he did not learn of all the wisdoms in the world. One was the pharmacology of how to use medicines, because his father told him that if he becomes a pharmacist, he's not going to have time to learn, and people are going to come all over the world to get his medicines, and he wanted to learn Torah. That was one. And the other thing he told the Talmidim is that the power of using asavim, the power of using plants to do kishifs, do magical things, the only other person he could have learned that power from was like a Rasha, some person who wasn't a good person, he didn't want to learn from him, so he didn't go. But besides everything else, he got from learning in Chachma and finding in the Torah. And that's the same thing over here, that Shlomo Melech eventually went on to write this book called the Sefer HaRefuos. So the Gemara Masechet talks about the Sefer HaRefuos. It exists in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Obviously, the Ramban holds that the author of was Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi says in Pesachim that the Sefer HaRefuos was remedies for illnesses, and it was eventually hidden because people forgot to rely on Hashem, and they were just using this book instead of davening to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Rambam in the Parashat Mishnayos has a very strong argument against Rashi, and he says that using natural means of refuah doesn't take away from relying on Hashem. And he says it's like a person who doesn't give a person food in order to force him to daven to Hashem. Ah, if you really had bitachon, I'm going to withhold your lunch and no dinner and breakfast for the next 5 days. If you have enough bitachon, you daven to Hashem, so then everything will be fine. That's obviously insane, says the Rambam. So if I have a way to naturally cure myself, a natural way to make myself better, not using it has nothing to do with my bitachon and Hashem. That's just called being a normal functioning human being. And therefore he says that the Sefer Refuos was used by astrologers to heal illnesses. They used certain images or carvings. And Shlomo Melech wrote it because to teach about the Niflos Habori, the wonders of the world, but not to be used in practice. And Chizkiyahu saw the people were turning to Avodah Zarah with it. And that's why he got rid of the Sefer Refuos. There's certain different accounts. There's famous stories about the Chazon Ish in the Per Hador, which is the major biography written by the Chazon Ish by the Talmidim. When the Chazon Ish passed away, all of the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish, they went around all of Eretz Yisrael and gathered every single story they could find. And they put it all together in this amazing five volumes called Pe'er Hador, The Glory of the Generation. And there they tell a story, and they actually produce the document, the paper, in which a man had a question about getting a surgery on his brain, and he went to the Chazon Ish, and he told about the issue was, and the Chazon Ish drew a diagram of how the surgeons should perform the surgery, and he gave it to the surgeon, and the surgeons agreed with the Chazon Ish's assessment, and the man lived, and they did the surgery. That whole record and the piece of paper that the man had for the Chazon Ish is printed in the Per Hador. That's amazing. That's incredible. I can't do that. I assume most people can't do that. But it's possible that a person can find all this Chachma within the Torah as well. Regarding that assertion that Shlomo Melech wrote the Sefer HaRefuos, so there's a book called Otzer Hedios. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Stern is the Rav of Shari Chesed in Yerushalayim. He has written many, many Sfarim. Here, you can just look at any bookshelf, and there's a book that he wrote. He wrote this one. And there's like eight others in here as well. He wrote a huge amount of Sfarim. He's still alive. On Shabbos, Hashkafa, Parsha, everything. He's really incredible. I think he puts out like a Sefer a year. Like totally new Sfarim. So he has a Sefer called Otzer HaYedios. Otzer HaYedios is exactly what it sounds like. It's really interesting Mar Makomos on random topics. That's what it is. It's like he didn't know what to do with this stuff, so he just gathered them in three volumes and was like, this one happened. Interesting Mar Makomos about this and some fantastical thing about that. So there he writes about the Sefer Refuos and he brings all different opinions about who wrote it. It's interesting though, he doesn't mention that the Ramban says that Shlomo Melech wrote Sefer Refuos. It's a clear Ramban, but he doesn't bring it. Nevertheless, the Ramban holds that Shlomo Melech is the author of this very incredible book. And he says, "Ukeinian shekasav." It says, "Vayidaber el ha'etzim el min ha'erez el min ha'avon va'ha'ezov asher yotz bekir." That he was able to speak to the trees and the cedars in Lebanon, to the hyssops that came out of the wall. Everything Shlomo Melech could communicate with everything in the world. Ve'risa b'sefer ha'meturgam ha'nikra chachmasa rabasa de Shlomo. I saw in the Aramaic translation of the book called Chachmasa Rabasa de Shlomo, the Great Wisdom of Shlomo. It's in a book called the Chachma Shlomo. Rabbi Shevel, who's the green Rambans, which is like the old Rambans everybody uses, he says that the Ramban is the first person ever to cite this book. This is the first citation of the Sefer Chachma Shlomo. And he writes about this book as well. The Ramban translates the passage from Aramaic and Hebrew. So there's really no reason to read the Aramaic and also then the Ramban's Hebrew translation. It's not going to accomplish anything for us. So let's just go straight to let's just read in English, and we'll get straight to the point. He says, "There's nothing new in the birth of a king or ruler. There is one entrance for all people in the world, and one exit alike. Therefore, I have prayed, and the spirit of the wisdom has given to me, and I have called out to the Torah, and the spirit of the knowledge came to me. I chose it above scepter and throne." Meaning, Shlomo Melech was offered wisdom, was offered wealth and power, and he chose wisdom above everything else. And it's further said there, "It is the Lord alone who gives knowledge that contains no falsehood, enabling one to know how the world arose, the composition of the constellations, the beginning, the end, and the middle of the times, the intersections of the stellar orbits, how the seasons are produced, and the movements of heavens, the fixed positions of the stars, the benign nature of cattle and fierceness of the beast, the power of the wind, the thoughts of the man, the relationship of the trees, the forces of roots," meaning actual roots of trees, "everything hidden and everything revealed, I know." And that's what Shlomo says. All is found within the Torah. I think we've all heard there's a total solar eclipse this coming week. It's all hinted, it's all in the Torah. The ability to calculate and to know things like that, it's all in the Torah. If you have the ability and the processes in order to get it out. Okay? All of this, Shlomo Melech knew. He says, "Kol zeh yadua b'torah, kol matzah bav, b'fidu shem b'tzivuteh, b'oseyaseh, b'kotzeh, kashir eskarti." Everything can be found there, as I have mentioned. Now, to be clear, one should not make the mistake that chachma and refuah, wisdom and health, that Shlomo knew from the Torah, is like the same path of chachma that we have. Meaning, it doesn't mean that, you know, Rahman al-San, you know, there was COVID, and if Shlomo would have opened up, you know, the Torah, he would have found, you know, the vaccine, with the NRA and all that stuff. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that in the Torah, Shlomo would have duplicated the same medicines and the same practices we would have done to fix a cold or cancer or a broken leg or things like that. That's not what he means. What he means is that Shlomo may have been able to find a cure or a method from the Torah and solve an issue in a totally different manner than today's scientists or experts would have solved a similar issue. You know, much of science is based on trial and error, right? We tried this, it didn't work, the person died. We tried this, it worked a little bit, but they got a rash. That's what science is. You try and try and try until something works. That's not chachma. Chachma means that I have an inherent wisdom in the way that Hashem runs the world. If Shlomo Melech were here, and he opened up the Sefer Fus, and he opened up the Torah, he would have shown us the method to cure this, the way to do it. It could have been this particular tree. It could have been this particular, you know, exercise. It could have been this particular thing to say. That's not the same thing as our medicine. Our medicine is based on trial and error, trying to see what works and what doesn't. You know, how come medicines for disease cost so much money? Cancer treatments, things like that, they cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and insurance covers it, hopefully sometimes, because there's years of research and millions of dollars that go into that cure. But Shlomo doesn't need to figure out what to do. He would simply know exactly, within the nature of the world, within the Bria, how the Torah tells us to cure this, to solve this problem, to deal with this ailment. That makes sense? Okay. V'chein amar bo'akasav, it says in Malachim, v'teirav chachma Shlomo, v'chachmas kol b'nei Adam, the wisdom of Shlomo is greater than everybody else, in the B'nei Kedem, in the East, Kolomar she'abaki lehem b'kasamim nechashim shezuhi chachmasam, he was better versed in divination and chanting, because that even that was their wisdom. Meaning he knew even better than, you know, the people who were mamish shakua, in avodah zarah, and all these types of mystical things, he knew it better than them. Shemar kimalu mikedem v'onanim kaplishtim, that Israel is full of witchcraft that they got from the East, and the magicians like the plishtim. Kach amru, ma yasar mechachmasam shel b'nei Kedem, what is the wisdom of the people of Bnei Kedem, the people of the East? He's talking about like the Far East, like out in China in that area. Shayu yodim va'arumim b'tayar. They knew and were crafty in the divination of birds. They could use birds. That's based on a medrash. The Gemara talks about how different Rabbanim were able to use birds in order to figure out what they were saying, you know, things like that. We generally understand the Bnei Kedem, the people of the East, as Rashi says, refers to the gifts that Avram Avinu gave Bnei Keturah, right? At the end of the Parsha, Avram marries a third woman, maybe it was actually going back to Hagar, whatever the Medrash says, different opinions, and he gave them matanos, he gave them presents. What were the matanos? So Rashi says he gave them these mystical powers, this witchcraft, in order to do things as well. And even as great as they were, they had this mesor from Avram Avinu, Shlomo was better than them. He knew it even more profoundly and even deeper than they were able to understand themselves. Shichach Mitzrayim. We also know this is the wisdom of Mitzrayim as well, right? Rashi tells us, Shmos Rabbah, that Paro made fun of Moshe Rabbeinu when he came with his little tricks, right? He said, even the children know better than your dam and your tzvardeya. They can do these tricks as well. Or the with the snake and things like that. Eventually, obviously, Hashem upped the ante and he outdid them. But in the beginning, Moshe was laughed at by the children of Mitzrayim, because even the children could do those tricks. They were steeped in this type of kishup, witchcraft, things like that we don't have, obviously, we don't have anymore. What else did Shlomo know? B'tev HaTzomeach, about growing things. Kiadua Misefer Avodah HaMitzvos, as we know from a book called The Book of Egyptian Agriculture, as well. The Ramban quotes this in some places. Shayu Bekiyam Ma'od. The Egyptians were very well versed in planting, grafting different things together, making different species. Even peppers what's so great about peppers. Peppers are not natural to the land of Israel. But Shlomo Melech was so good, based on the wisdom that he derived from the Torah, that he could grow anything. He could grow anything, even if it wasn't the right climate, the right culture, at that place. What did he do? Ketzad haya noten. How did he do such a thing? El Shlomo chacham haya. Shlomo was very wise. Vayodea ikar mishisiso sha'olam. And he knew the essence of the foundation of the world. Mishisiso, like Evan ha shasia, right? The foundation stone of the creation of the world. He knew the foundation, what was going on underneath the earth. Lama, why? Mitzion michal yofi elokim hofia. The pasuk says, from Tzion is the place of beauty, that's where Hashem is found. Mitzion nishtachlel kol olam kulo. From Tzion, the whole world is perfected. Everything the world needs to function comes from Eretz Yisrael. Ketzad, how do we know this? Lama nikras Evan Shasiya. Why is it called the Evan Shasiya? Shmimena nishasas olam. Because there, the whole world is founded and comes from that place. The understanding seems to be that all the places of the world are nurtured from that rock in Yerushalayim. There are these subterranean underground channels that filter out to the whole world. From the Evan Shasiya, there is this system that goes all over the world. And if you tap the right place and you do the right thing, you can access a place and get the right nutrients that will help something to grow no matter where you are. And Shlomo knew which was the line, which was the artery, which was the place in the ground that would connect to Ethiopia. And that was the natural place to grow these type of peppers. And he was able to pick the spot in Yerushalayim that would be able to connect to the place in Ethiopia and draw nutrients from that place. Wild. Venata loved people, and he grew peppers. Umiyad hayu osim peros, and eventually, immediately became fruit, right away. Shekein hu omer, it says, Venatasi bahem. So that was a fascinating earthquake. Let's move on. I guess Shlomo HaMelech would have known if that was about to happen. Okay. I don't want to lose focus over here. Don't be distracted by the tricks that Shlomo HaMelech did. The Ramban is not trying to tell you that Shlomo HaMelech did cool stuff. That's not the point of the Ramban. The Ramban is trying to tell us what you sowed, that everything is found in the Torah. When a person learns Torah, you are accessing a place that is way, way beyond us. You're accessing something that is the foundation of the entire world. And that is, the Ramban's trying to really impart to us why it is so critical to learn Torah, to connect to Torah, and connect to Hashem through Talmud Torah. Od yesh b'yadenu kabbalah shel emes. We also have a tradition. MS in the Ramban always means what? What does MS always mean in the Ramban? Nobody knows? MS always means Kabbalah. When the Ramban uses the word MS al darach MS, it always means that this is a code word for Kabbalah. The Ramban uses this code word about 100 times in his Parash in the Torah. So often referring to this idea. So what do we have al darach MS, the name of Kabbalah? And this is probably, of all the Yesodos we've pulled out of this, this is probably the most famous yesod of the Ramban's Hakdama, and that is Ki Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole Torah is composed of the names of Hashem. This is a yesod the Ramban repeats countless times in the Torah, multiple times in Shmos by Kabbalah HaTorah. There's no such thing, by the way, as a yesod in the Ramban that only appears once. If anybody ever tells you this is a famous thing in the Ramban, which people like to say, it definitely appears somewhere else. The Ramban constantly repeats Yesodos because for the Ramban, his Parash in the Torah is a book of Amun and Hashkafa. He's trying to ingrain within us certain things a Jew needs to know. The Medrash Shmuel is one of the most chashuv of Perushim and Pirkei Avos. So he says that this is Hafoch ba Hafoch ba Dekula ba. Delve into the Torah again and again because the Torah is the names of Hashem. And just like Hashem is Ein Sof, Hashem is eternal and Hashem is infinite. So if the Torah is the names of Hashem, and Hashem is infinite, what does that say about the Torah? The Torah is what? Is infinite. Therefore, the Torah is infinite. You can never say, I finished learning the whole Torah. Even Rechaim Kanievsky, who learned Kol Torah every year doesn't mean he learned everything. He learned the basic texts of the Torah every year. But the knowledge of the Torah is infinite, because the Torah is the names of Hashem, and Hashem is infinite, and therefore the Torah itself must be infinite as well. Then he goes on to say, Shehatebos mischalkos l'shemos b'inyan echad, that the letters of the words separate themselves into divine names in different ways. Kilu takshal v'derach mashal. He says, let me give you a mashal, what that means. Because the pasuk and brachos can be divided into different words. I can say kagon, barosh yisbarei elokim. It's the same order of brachos bar elokim, but I broke up the letters differently to say barosh yisbarei elokim. There's a machlokus in the editions of the Ramban of how he breaks this up. Some say barosh yisbarei elokim, some say yasav ra Bura Elokim, different ways is here. We just followed the ones that are here that I felt was the best one. Revolbi writes in his, or they say in Revolbi's name in the Shirman Chumash, that the meaning of the division is that Hashem created attributes or midos that were meant to mimic and cling to. Barosh Yisper Elokim, that Hashem created midos of Hashem that were supposed to follow as well. V'chein v'chol ha-Torah kein, and the whole Torah the same way. Okay? And this idea is critical. Now, what the Ramban means is not that the Torah is one long name of Hashem. That's not what he means. What he means is that it's a series of names of Hashem in order. The way that we break up the letters of the Torah creates a different understanding of it. But I could put the divisions between the letters differently and new names of Hashem would be created. And that is a valid form of interpreting the Torah. This is discussed at length a lot. The appendix in the back goes to this more in depth. But I'll just give you one example of how this plays out. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to get the Torah in Har Sinai, right? What do the Malachim tell Moshe? What do they tell Moshe? What? You all know this. They tell him, you can't have the Torah. It's not for you. The Torah is too holy. You're a man. People mess up. You guys stink. The Torah is staying with us. So Hashem turns to Moshe and says, defend yourself. Why should you have the Torah? So Moshe says, I don't understand. You went to Avram Avinu, right? You went to his tent, and he gave you food, right? And in the, it says, and there's laws about, you know, things like that, Hachnas Zorachim. Those are all things found in the Torah, right? That's what the Medrash says, that Hashem turned Avram's face to look like Moshe Rabbeinu's, turned Moshe's face to look like Avram, to remind the Malachim of what Avram looked like. And it goes through Kibud Av Va'Em, there's Lo Sirtzach, and all these things. You don't have those things, says Moshe to Malachim. So why would the Torah be relevant for you? And the Malachim said, okay, you're right. And they gave him the Torah. So the Radbaz asks, I don't understand. What was the Havamina of the Malachim? I read the Torah, you read the Torah. It clearly is talking about murder and, you know, planting and eating and wars and all types of human things. What did the Malachim think that they said, oh, you know, the Torah is really for us. You know, you're right. I do have to honor my parents that I don't have. Why would it not go to the Jewish people? So Rabbah says, because the Malachim had the same Torah, but what? It was broken up differently. Their lettering was broken up. Different divisions make different words. So they had the pshat of the Torah on a heavenly letter like Malachim. That was their level. We have the same words of the Torah, but it's broken up to make sense for us. And that's what it means, Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different divisions divided up in different ways. V'chol Torah kein, milvad hatzerufim gematriyesim shal Shemos. Likewise, the Torah, besides for the combinations and the numerical equivalents of the names themselves, they say in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that when Mashiach comes, he would be able to darshan all the combinations of letters. That the Baal Shem Tov would be able to do such a thing and to explain all these different pieces. Ukvar Kosav Rabbeinu Shlomo Beferush of Talmud, and Rashi writes in his Perush on the Gemara in Sukkah, Inyan Hashem Hagadol Shal Ayin Beis Be'ezah Inyanhu B'Shlosh Shepsukim V'Yisav V'Yava V'Yet. So Rashi, in the, we say by Hoshanas Aniva Ho Hoshiana, those are all names of Hashem. So Rashi there, I think it's the only place in the Gemara where Rashi shows his knowledge of Kabbalah. Rashi there goes on this pretty lengthy Kabbalist explanation, but the names of Hashem, there's three psukim that are from Shmos that you read in different orders. I explain it over here in the footnotes more, not to get into the details, but how he comes to this idea. That's why says the Ramban. If there's a Torah that's missing one letter, it's puzzle. Even if the meaning of the word changes the same, a vav, a yud, a hey. It doesn't change, right? Sometimes the Torah writes the word, mostly the Torah writes the word na'ara, a young girl, without a hey, nunayin resh. But we pronounce it nunayin resh, hey. Sometimes it writes it na'ara with a hey. Let's say a sofer wrote the word na'ara in Parshas Vayera, where he's going to send, Parshas Chayisara, where they're sending Eliezer to find a wife, right, for Yitzchak. It says Na'ara, huge amount of times there. It's almost all without a hey. So let's say a sofer wrote the word Na'ara, Nun Ayin Reish Hey, with the Torah kosher. It's puzzle. Ah, it doesn't change the meaning of the word. Na'ara without a hey at the end, Na'ara with a hey is the same. Doesn't matter. The Torah is Hashem's name. So when you add or take away one letter, you are not just messing with the meaning of the Torah, you are messing with Shmos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're messing with the essence of Hashem's Kedusha. And therefore the whole thing is puzzle, says the Ramban. He says, for example, talks about the word osam. There are 39 fully spelled osams in the Torah. Okay? That indicates the lamates malayim b'torah. Oshiyitzov hava be'echad mishar chaserim. Or you're missing the vav in some way. Even though it does not technically make a difference when you miss or move around a letter, so in that case, you're playing with Shmos of Shel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has a tremendous impact on the Torah as well. Let's just finish with the following comment. So the Ramban says, he's talking about it doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says in Erevin that when Rav Meir came to study with Rabbi Shmuel, he told him, "What's your job? How do you make a living?" And he said that I'm a sofer. So he told him, "Be careful, Bni, because you engage in Melacha Shemaim. You will be engaging God's work as a sofer. And if you add something or take something away, you'll be Machriv Ha'olamos. You could destroy the whole world." What does he mean by that? He means that besides it can change the meaning of the word, Rashi says, if I leave the Aleph out of MS, what am I left with? Mace, right? You can kill someone if you leave that a word. That's Pashup Shot. But the Marsha says that Hashem created the Torah as a blueprint. If you mess up the blueprint, what's going to happen to the house? The house is not going to be constructed properly. If the Torah is the blueprint, says the Marsha, Histaka ba'oraisa bara'oma, that you looked into the Torah to create the world, and you mess up the blueprint, well then, you know, the outlet and the socket's going to be in the wrong place, and it's not going to be the right house. It's going to be off. So that's what it means. You're changing the whole world. Now the Rama says practically, Lamaisa, that a mistake in chaseros v'yaseros, if there's an extra letter of vav or yud, something like that, you don't have to take out a new Torah. If you're in the middle of laning and the Baal Kori sees that there is an extra vav or a yud or something is missing, you don't have to take out a new Torah. And that's the Beis Yosef says you do take out a new Torah. And Lamaisa, we don't. The source of the Beis Yosef, if you take out a new Torah, is the Ramban. We don't take a new Torah. Why? Because who says the next Torah is going to be any better? We finish the laning. We generally finish the laning, and then we'll fix the Torah afterwards. The Minchas Chinuch says if there's a missing added or letter, it doesn't change the meaning. Like, let's say you spell Aaron, Aleph, Hey, Resh, Vav, Nun, extra. It doesn't pass the Torah. The Minchas Chinuch is seemingly against the Ramban. The Ramban would say it does make a difference as well. And there's whole discussions about this. How this impacts all these different things. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time.